大家早。
早。
母亲节快乐。
Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
时代在变。
The wheels of time is always rolling.
我们想，什么是一个好母亲的标准？
What is the standard of a good mother?
以前的母亲任劳任怨，以前的小孩把他们的父母亲当作他们头上的一片天空。
In the old days, mothers work as hard as they could be, but their children follow them as the sky that hover over their head.
现在的母亲呢，恨不得把天上的星星都摘下来，给他们孩子来做冠冕。
Yes.
但是现在的儿女翅膀不硬，就想要飞了。
In modern days, the mothers wish they could reach out to the stars to crown their children. However, their children can't wait to fly out the nest, even before the wings are fully developed.
在经历神特会的时候，慧寻师母就讲出许多母亲的心声。她说，你的儿女在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
In our recent retreat, I said,something about mother's mentality that wherever your children are, your heart goes with them.
我们的 Tiffany 呢，她很看不得她的女儿受委屈，她忘掉了我们自己当初是怎么长大的。
Our church member Tiffany, she cannot stand her daughter being mistreated, cannot see that, and she forgot how she herself was brought up in China.
我的儿子 Richard 从小就意气飞扬，有时候呢他想要做美国总统，有时候呢他又想要做有影响力的政治家。我老妈就说，孩子还小，八字没一撇，你不必跟着他高高低低的。
When my son Richard was young, he was very ambitious. One day he intended to be the president of the United States. The next day he wanted to be a powerful politicianAnd my mother told me that he's just a lad, don't take him seriously.
前两天我碰到我的好朋友，他很忧愁地跟我讲说，我现在唯一的烦恼就是我的女儿功课不好。
The other day I ran into a good friend of mine, and she told me all she cared about was her daughter not doing very well in school.
我们的 Shirley 两个孩子才慢慢长大，可以轻松一点了，他却为 Nathan去做一个 homeschool.
Our church member Shirley, two sons are growing up, however, he started a home study.
你看，我们这些母亲都很伟大吧？
Don't you think that all these mothers are great?
Yes.
但是，什么是合神心意的母亲呢？
But what kind of mothers are really pleasing God?
Let's pray. 亲爱天父主耶稣，我们实在是用感恩的心来到你面前，为我们的母亲们都献上感恩的心。所以说我们感谢你，我们的母亲将我们辛勤的带大。主，我们要求主你来纪念他们。主啊，当我们长大成人，我们的母亲就年老。主，我们求你纪念他们在这个年老的日子里头，主，我们求你特别的祝福保守我们每一位母亲都身体健康，身心灵健壮，也保守我们这些年轻的妈妈知道如何的做一个合神心意的母亲。谢谢你主耶稣，奉耶稣的名祈祷，阿们。今天我要跟大家分享几位从圣经中来的母亲。第一个是有信心的母亲。
Today I'm going to share with you several mothers in the Bible. The first one would be mothers who are faithful in God.
第一个是摩西的母亲约基别，她对神有很大的信心。
The first mother is Moses' mother, Jehoshaphat, who believes in God.
当约基别生了摩西之后，她见他很俊美，就舍不得把他藏了三个月。后来不能再藏，他就用涂了石灰和石漆的一个蒲草箱，将孩子放在箱里面，然后把他放在河边的芦荻中。
She gave birth to a son. When she saw he was a fine boy, she hid him for 3 months. But she could hide him no longer. She got a papyrus basket for him and coated with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile River. His sisters stood at distance to see what could happen to him.
这个约基别呢，他就叫摩西的姐姐远远的站着，要看究竟怎么回事。那法老的女儿就来河，正好来河边洗澡。他的使女在河边行走的时候，就看到这个芦笛中的箱子，他就吩咐使女去把这个箱子拿来。打开箱子，看见孩子，那孩子看见他就哭了。法老的女儿就可怜他说：“这是一个希伯来人的孩子。”孩子的姐姐就对法老的女儿说：“我去，叫一个希伯来的妇人来喂当奶妈，喂你奶这个孩子，可不可以呀？”法老的女儿说：“可以。”
Then Pharaoh's daughter went down the Nile to take a bath, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds, and she sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby.He was crying, and she felt sorry. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Then Moses' sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? Yes, go, she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother.
摩西的母亲约基别来到他的面前，就把这个孩子抱去。这个法老女儿跟他说：“你把这个孩子抱去喂我奶他，我给你工价。”约基别就抱着孩子去奶他。孩子渐渐长大，约基别就将他带到法老的女儿那里，做了法老的儿子。法老给他法老的女儿给摩西给他起名字叫做摩西，他的意思是说，因我把他从水里拉出来。
Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse for him."And I'll pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看，摩西的母亲是一个有智慧的妇人。她在出埃及记第一章里面，法老说本意是要把灭尽所有希伯来人的男婴，但是 一生下来就要把他丢到河里面去。但是因着摩西的母亲约基别对神的信心，他把孩子放在河边的芦笛中，这是神迹的起头。
Pharaoh originally intended to wipe out all the Hebrew baby boys. However, because Jezebel trusts GodLet the child go by putting him among the reeds, and this started God's miracle.
我们做母亲的要学习凭信心放手。神不比你还爱你的孩子吗？
Let's all learn to release our children by faith. Don't we know that God loves our children more than ourselves?
诗篇127篇第三节说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
Psalm 137 verse 3 says, Children are heritage from the Lord, a reward from him.
弟兄姐妹，我们只不过是暂时的管家，你对你的儿女有多少期望，完全在你对神有多少依靠。
We are only temporary stewards of God.The level of our expectation for our children depends on how much we trust God.
所以放心的把儿女交给上帝，你不要过分的去保护他，要给他有机会去经历上帝的恩典。
Cast your children to God, let go of them to God. In due time, God will return them after his divine planning and work.
摩西成为以色列人的领袖，直到今日，是因为他母亲约基别是一个对神有信心的母亲。
Moses became Israelite's leader to this day, originated from his mother's faith.
第二个我们要 思考的是一个祷告的母亲。
The second one is mothers who pray.
我们都知道哈拿的故事。撒母的母亲哈拿是一个祷告的母亲。
We all know the story of Hannah, Samuel's mother. She is a praying mother.
哈拿因为一直不能够怀孕，她心里就很愁苦，常常哭泣。这个不能够怀孕带给她很多的苦恼。即使哈拿有一个好丈夫，爱她，疼她，对她说，有我不比十个儿子还好吗？
Hannah had been troubled by her barrenness. She often wept. Childless made her feel shameful. Even her husband, who loved her dearly, said to her, Am I not better than 10 sons?
一个理想的丈夫没有办法满足哈拿心里中的遗憾，神却使用这件事情使哈拿学习祷告和依靠神。
Her heart was saddened, regardless of her wonderful husband. God made her learn to pray and rely on him through this incident.
他的对头皮尼拿知道耶和华没有使哈拿生育，就大大的激动他，要使他生气。但哈拿没有跟他争吵，只是默默地将这件事情带到神的面前来，流泪祷告，并借着祷告克服胜过他心中的这些苦情。
And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. Hannah did not fight with her, but quietly took this matter to God's throne, crying out to the Lord.
当哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祷告，祭司以利却对他说，你要醉到几时呢？
Through God, Hannah overcame her misery. She kept on praying, and her husband said to her, How long will you keep on getting drunk?
在撒母耳记上一章十八节里面记载说，哈拿很谦卑地解释说，我在祷告，愿卑女在你面前蒙恩。
Hannah said,May your servant find favor in your eyes. She then went her way and ate, and her face was no longer downcast.
当哈拿把她所有的烦恼都交托给神之后，她的脸就不带着愁容，她就高高兴兴的去吃饭了。我们都知道，神不但垂听了哈拿的祷告，赐给她撒母耳，在之后将哈拿将撒母耳献给神之后，神就赐给他三个儿子，两个女儿。
We all know that God not only answered Hannah's prayer by giving birth to Samuel, and after she kept her vow by giving Samuel to the Lord, God gave her in total 3 sons and 2 daughters.
哈拿没有停止为撒母耳祷告，撒母耳成为以色列第一位士师和伟大的先知，因为他的母亲哈拿是个祷告的母亲。
She prayed non-stop for Samuel. Samuel became the first judge and a great prophet in Israel, all because her mother's prayer.
第三个母亲我们要来纪念的是我们主耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她是一个敬畏神的母亲。
The third case is mothers who respect and fear God. Jesus' mother Mary is a gentle young woman who feared God and humbled herself before God.
在玛利亚还没有出嫁以前，有一天天使加百列来对她说，蒙大恩的女子，主和你同在，你在神的面前已经蒙恩，你要怀孕生子，可以给她取名叫做耶稣。
One day, angel Gabriel appeared to her, saying, You who are highly favored, God is with you. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus.
天使把这个信息给玛利亚的时候，玛利亚可能会想，约瑟会不会把我休掉？我会被石头打死。
She could be thinking that Joseph might cancel their way. She could be stoned to death.
但是玛利亚是一个安稳沉静的女子，她把这些事情都存在心里，反复思想。
When all this thought hit her, Mary handled with calmness and peace. She kept all this in her mind.
天使又对她说，你的亲戚以利沙白在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。这灵里敏捷的玛利亚就急忙起身往三弟犹大家、他的表姐以利沙白和撒加利亚的家去。
Angel then told her that even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be barren, is in her sixth month. Mary, who is spiritually swift, hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zacharias.
当他们表姐妹相聚彼此问安的时候，伊丽莎白就被圣灵充满，连她腹中的婴儿也欢喜跳跃。
When Mary greeted Elizabeth, Elizabeth felt the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以上帝我的救主为乐。这是玛利亚蒙上帝拣选的原因，因为凡是被上帝所重用的人，他都是尊主为大，以主为乐的。
Mary said, My soul glorify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. This is why Mary was chosen by God. All God's chosen ones glorify the Lord and delight themselves in the Lord.
玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照他的话成就在我的身上。玛利亚顺服，神就顾念玛利亚的卑微，万代要称玛利亚为有福的。
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. For God has been mindful of the humble state of his servant Mary. From now, all generations will be blessed because of Mary.
弟兄姐妹，假如玛利亚没有因信而顺服，上帝的旨意就没有办法成就在她的身上，我们也就没有蒙救赎的机会。哈利路亚，感谢主，因为耶稣的母亲玛利亚是一个敬畏神的母亲。
Without Mary's obedience, it will be impossible to accomplish God's will. Salvation would have been out of the question. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God, we are saved for Mary's sake.
Hallelujah. 第四个我们要讲的是一个爱主的母亲。
The fourth kind of a mother are mothers who love God.
你知道开放家庭是一种恩赐。我们教会里头七妈妈还有 John 跟 Tiffany 他们都有这种恩赐。
Open our house to the Lord is a blessing. In our church, 七妈妈 John Tiffany, they all share this blessing.
四福音的作者马可，他的母亲也有开放家庭的恩赐。
Mark, who is the author of Gospel Mark, came from a wealthy familyThey have a big house.
马可家非常的富有，他们家很大，所以主耶稣最后晚餐都选用他们的家做庆祝逾越节的场地。
The Lord's Last Supper and the Feast of the Passover all took place at his house.
当耶稣复活升天之后，有120个门徒聚集在马可楼上祷告，结果在下五旬节圣灵降临。
After Jesus ascended into heaven, there was a group of 120 gathered also at Mark's house, praying. which led to the great event that Holy Spirit coming down at Pentecost.
马可的母亲玛利亚是一个爱主的母亲，她影响马可的一生。
Mark's mother, Mary, loves God, which tremendously impacted Mark's life.
这个爱主的玛利亚常常的开放他们的家和他们的花园来供主使用，然后以后又让教会作为聚会祷告的地方，使耶路撒冷的教会得以稳定的发展。
Mary often welcomed her home and garden to the Lord.She then opened up two churches for member gathering, praying, and worshiping, which made the churches in Jerusalem steadily grow and eventually, paved the way for gospel reaching to the world.
因此福音传遍了世界。我们也可以说整个基督教的历史是从马可家开始的。因为马可的母亲玛利亚是一个爱主的母亲。弟兄姐妹，你爱主不只是给孩子一个榜样，更是要为你的家带来莫大的祝福。
We could say the Christian family started from Mary, as she was a mother who loved God. Brothers and sisters, if you love God,You are not only setting up an example for your children, but you are pouring blessings to your family.
最后一个，我们是要讲有金钱榜样的母亲。
The last kind of mother, is mothers who diligently seek God.
我们常常喜欢讨论原生家庭，讲说连谁家养的狗都像他的主人。
We often talk about originality that even the dogs you raise kind of like you.
在新约的提摩太，他在神面前有美好的灵性和真实的信心。
Timothy is a man of genuine faith and filled with the Holy Spirit.
他是一个令人羡慕、得人喜爱的年轻领袖。
His characters make people admire him, love him as a youth leader.
虽然他的父亲是一个希腊人
even though his father was Greek,
但他的母亲罗以和他的祖母罗以和他的母亲尤尼基是一个敬虔的母亲。敬虔的母亲有敬虔的教导。
His grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice taught him scriptures and made him wise.
提摩太是保罗第一次到路斯德传福音的时候，他接受耶稣做他的救主。
Timothy accepted God when Paul first visited Ephesus.And later became Paul's true son by faith. He became Paul's true son by faith.
当后来保罗，他后来提摩太成为保罗信仰里头的真儿子，成为他的得力的助手，他是保罗的亲密的朋友。提摩太之所以能跟神有亲密的关系，成为属神的人，这和他的家庭有很重要的关系。
Timothy not only became Paul's spiritual son, he also was Paul's right hand and his dear friend. The reason Timothy is highly esteemed as a Christian is closely related to his family, as her mother, Eunice, set up a good example.
是的，提摩太的母亲祖母罗以和他的母亲尤尼基是一个有敬虔榜样的母亲。
Timothy's mother.
所以我们刚才学习到这五种不同的母亲。
We have stated, the five different kinds of mothers who please God.
最后我仍然要鼓励大家做一个宽容接纳不灰心的现代母亲。
In the end, I encourage all to be forgiving, accepting, faithful mothers.
这是上帝对我们的心。
This is God's wish.
所以我们要常常以基督的心来爱我们的家人和我们的儿女。
We should love our children, our family, as Christ loved us.
我们今天都是在讲如何的对下一代。
We talk about how should we react to our younger generation.
我也愿意同时的来劝勉提醒我们大家要孝敬尊荣我们的长辈。
We also like to remind everyone to respect and honor our parents.
和我们教会中的老人家。
And the elderly in our church.
因为这是蒙应许的祝福，也是讨神喜悦的。
Because this pleases God and is the promise that God made.
这是我在母亲节的时候给我们这些母亲的一些鼓励。
These are the encouragements, I gave you all as on Mother's Day.
好，让我们低头祷告。亲爱天父主耶稣，我们再一次的来感谢赞美你。所以说我们实在是知道主除了你以外，母亲是你所赏赐给我们最好的礼物。所以说让我们常常记得我们母亲对我们的用心，纪念我们这些对孩子们担心挂念的母亲，让我们愿意把我们的孩子完全都来交托给你。因为我们实在是知道，当我们愿意把我们的孩子交托在主你手中的时候，我们是把我们孩子放在一个最安稳的地方。主啊，我们也真是求你教导我们不断的为我们的孩子来祷告，知道主当我们祷告到哪里，主你的恩典就要临到我们的儿女。主啊，帮助我们做一个敬畏神的人，当我们帮助我们知道如何的来爱你，如何的做出美好的榜样，让我们的孩子好来学习。主啊，我们再一次的说谢谢你，谢谢你给我们母亲，也谢谢你让我们做母亲，让我们能够在做母亲的过程中能够体会主你的心肠。谢谢你主耶稣，我们恭敬的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
那么我记得孙子孙女摔跤的时候，我的女儿都会说 up up up， 就叫他们起来。所以我现在请各位 up up up， 我们来唱回应诗歌啊，哈利路亚，请。
一阵阵的心降伏在你面前，开我心眼，使我看见你感恩的心，领受生命活水，从你而来的温柔谦卑。何等恩典，你竟然在乎我，何等恩典，你把血为我流，何等恩典，你以尊贵荣耀为我荣归，我的罪必充满赞美。一阵阵的心降伏在你面前，开我心眼，使我看见你感恩的心，领受生命活水，从你而来的温柔谦卑。何等恩典，你竟然在乎我，何等恩典，你把血为我流，何等恩典，你以尊贵荣耀为我冠冕，我 的罪，你充满赞美，你挪去，你挪去我所有枷锁，你挪去我所有重担，你挪去我所有伤悲，你的名配得所有颂赞。再来，你挪去，你挪去我所有枷锁，你挪去我所有重担，你挪去我所有伤悲，你的名配得所有颂赞。何等恩典，何等恩典，你竟然在乎我，何等恩典，你宝血为我流，何等恩典，你以尊贵荣耀为我冠冕，我的罪必充满赞美。